previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
And we start with a sharp dip in the outlook for manufacturing. The Absa BER Purchasing Managers Index for November has come in at just 42 index points, down from 48.9 in October. Anything below 50 indicates contraction, and it's the index's lowest point since April 2020, when we were deep in the pandemic. Among the sub-indices, business activity has dipped to 36.7 from 49.4. That reflects a persistent weakness and lack of traction in manufacturing. New sales orders also sharply down, and export sales remained weak, as they have been for most of this year. The effects of U.S. tariffs on those exports are starting to be felt. Stand by then for some dim third-quarter GDP figures later on this week. More details are emerging about BHP's failed and very late second bid to gatecrash Anglo American's tie-up with Canada's Teck Resources. Bloomberg reports that BHP offered around £40 billion to acquire Anglo, about £34 a share. That implies a premium of about 24% to Anglo's closing price on November the 20th. The offer was mostly stock but included some cash. Anglo rejected the offer in double-quick time, deciding that its own planned acquisition of Teck would generate more value and not get bogged down in a prolonged regulatory approval process for a tie-up with BHP. South African Airlines flying Airbus A320 planes say the affected aircraft have completed necessary software updates as mandated by Airbus. These involve two SAA A320s and Lyft's entire fleet. The software update hit some 6,000 aircraft worldwide after it was found that intense solar radiation could corrupt critical flight controls. Flights were disrupted in many parts of the world, but not here in South Africa. On the markets, the JSE ended last evening with the All Share and Top 40 both up around the 1% mark. London, the FTSE was down 0.2%. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down nearly 1%, the S&P 500 down 0.5%, the Nasdaq down 0.4%. Tokyo this morning up 0.4%, Hong Kong up 0.1%, and Sydney the same. US dollar at 1.16 to the euro, the rand at 17.10 to the dollar, 19.85 to the euro, 22.60 to sterling. Gold at 4,219, platinum 1,654, Bitcoin just over 86,800, and Brent crude oil just over $63 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.